2200 weight. So it's a big bell.
Yeah.
And that's run full circle.
Yep.
I mean, there's other big bells that weigh 10, 12, 13. Big Ben, 13 tonnes. Great Paul, 16 tonnes. That's in the right-hand tower of St Paul's.
Yeah.
And that's 9 foot six high by 9 foot six across the sound bow at the bottom. 9 foot six is a big bell.
How many people pull something like that?
Yeah, it's swung electrically.
Ah, okay.
And there's a clapper in the middle. No, the heaviest one rung is 4 tonnes.
Yeah.
Liverpool. And they're hung radially in a steel and concrete frame. Because Liverpool Cathedral, you have a tennis court on the top, it's huge. And you've got these bells in the middle hung radially, so you get a perfect circle. Because the bells are hung round, rather than these all sort of stacked up to get the circle-ish right. What else? What's the other interesting fact? On 8 bells, if we want to ring as many change, we jumble the order of the bells up.
Yeah.
2, 1, 4, 3, 6, 5, 8, 7, for instance, being one change. If you carry on, the most number of rows without repeating yourself is the factorial of the number of bells that you've got. So, careful. You're going home?
Yeah.
All right. So it's 8 times 7 times 6 times 5 times 4 times 3.
Yeah.
Which is a big number. It's 40,320 times. Now, if you could do that, and they have done it once, average ringing speed would take you a day, one day. They've done it in 17 hours.
17 hours?
Yeah, a bunch of guys did it. They've done it twice now in 17 hours, which is a bit strong. But they reckon one day and a few hours. Depends on the weight of the bells. If you then multiply that up by 9, 10, 11 and 12 for a 12 bell, like Guildford Cathedral's got 12 bells up there, that comes out at 38 years. No, we don't plan on doing that. That's really
yeah, whole family.
So that's repeat, that's jumbling 1 to 12 up, so each line is different. It may only be two bells crossed over, say, or two numbers crossed over. Pardon me. So what we do when we have fates for the kids or something, we'll give them a handbellage and stand them in a line and go ding 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 down the scale, and then we say, right, all pairs change, so it's 2, 1, 4, 3, 6, 5, 8, 7, so they all move on, and then we go do it again, so they go, da, 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 da. Then we move the middle three pairs and leave the ones on the front, and then we change four pairs, then we change three pairs and two pairs, and then eventually you get 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you go back and you get back to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's good for the kids because they can ding 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 and you can hear what they're doing. The fun is, they're all going in different colours, so you know. But that's just a way of introducing people if you have an open day or something like that.
Yeah.
Rather than drag them up there.